with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Los Angeles Times is going public.
Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, the billionaire owner of the Los Angeles Times since 2018, says he intends to take the newspaper public. During an interview on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Soon-Shiong says the move would allow the Times to be democratized and allow the public to have ownership of the paper. Like much of the media industry, the Times has faced financial difficulties. No word yet on whether the deal would involve an initial public offer to sell shares of the company or another investment arrangement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mike Collins released a video on Monday teasing a potential Senate run in Georgia against Senator John Ossoff, making him the latest Republican to consider taking on the first-term senator. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The 15-second video incorporates sound bites from news clips discussing the Georgia Senate race and Ossoff. At one point, text across the video reads, "Who can beat John Ossoff?" The video tiles Collins' ties to the president, and it includes a clip of President Trump saying Collins' name at an event and a photo of Collins and his wife posing with the president in the Oval Office, positioning himself as being closely aligned with Mr. Trump. The video ends with a text on the screen reading, "Stay tuned." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The House is leaving Washington early as Republicans clash over the Jeffrey Epstein files. House Speaker Mike Johnson is rebuffing pressure to act on the investigation into Epstein as some Republicans push for a vote on the matter. Johnson said Tuesday morning that he wants to give the White House space to release the Epstein information on its own. The speaker's stance seemed unlikely to satisfy some Republicans. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 179 points, the Nasdaq dropped 81, the S&P 500 advanced 4. This is SRN News. Can a tree have a spirit?
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia. However, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West, they don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women to show only their eyes and recommending they wear head-to-toe burqas. The UN is criticizing a recent rash of new arrests, saying these incidents serve to further isolate women and girls. This is SRN News. Preliminary indications point to air traffic controllers at a North Dakota airport for a near mid-air collision between a commercial jet and a B-52 bomber last week.
The U.S. Air Force says air traffic controllers at Minot International Airport in North Dakota failed to warn a military B-52 bomber crew about a nearby commercial plane. A SkyWest pilot performed a sharp turn, startling passengers to avoid colliding with the B-52 bomber that he said was in his flight path as he prepared to land.
Correspondent John Scott says the bomber was conducting a pre-approved flyover for the North Dakota State Fair last Friday when the incident took place. Smoking or an oxygen machine issue may have sparked the deadly fire at a Massachusetts assisted living facility in Fall River that killed at least 10 people. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.